found several items indicating that he'd been practicing dentistry at his home. Several items? That's it? A pick, a hammer, you know, rubber gloves, you know something's wrong.
You know how dentistry was practiced 100 years ago. You went to the blacksmith and he pulled the doggone thing out. That's probably what the guy was doing, pulling teeth.
You could pull your own before you let someone like this pull your teeth.
And he dropped it down her throat. That's not a big deal. Could happen to anybody.
Rodriguez had prior convictions of practicing dentistry without a license. So now, why would somebody decide to go into that business?
Because people can't afford the real dentist because
they're
so doggone expensive.
Go anyway. Say, oh yeah, I pay you on Tuesday for your cheeseburger today. That's what you do. Pay a little bit every month.
Mr. Rodriguez, I think you have a right to earn a living however you
want. You do not, you cannot practice dentistry without a license. That's a licensed career.
I'm just saying what's right. What's right is you should be able to practice your and earn a living however you want.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe that's coming out of Mr. Conservative's mouth.
I'm telling you, the dentists have done me as wrong as this guy did this woman. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, I know. Glenda did tell me your story. Have those phobias. We all have those. You know what? I wouldn't sit in a chair for an hour and a half with my jaw all numb without going out and saying, hey, did you guys forget about me?
Right.
Why didn't you go out and say, did you guys forget about me? It's 5:30. I got here at 8 this morning.
That's not even the only story.
Would you do that, Sean?
No.
Sit there in the chair and wait.
For 8 hours?
He was there for a long time, almost
hours and
2 hours.
Hours, right, and my jaw didn't work afterwards.
They forgot all about him.
More stories than that. My mom.
Yeah, they went out to lunch and forgot about
you. They drilled her tongue.
They drilled her tongue.
This guy slipped off the tooth and went through the tongue.
I always worry about that. Well, stuff like that can happen. Think about a doctor. Do you know how many pieces of washcloth and stuff has been sewn back into a patient? Do you know how many clamps have come out the anus
and
of patients?
They all had a license, and they were all legally practicing. That's why I'm saying Mr. Rodriguez hasn't done that bad of a thing.
Oh, it's horrible. It's ridiculous.
The dentist I grew up with did not believe in Novocaine because he took too much time, and he wanted to get patients in and out as fast as possible. So as my brothers and sisters and I grew up, as we reached adulthood, we all left that dentist because
I would
so sick of the pain from
crucify
having
my parents for that. Do you hear that, Mom? Hear that? No, just kidding. You didn't know any better.
What he would
I
say
understand.
To me when I was 10 years old, are you a man or not? Well, yeah, I'm a man. And then you start drilling on me without Novocaine.
Oh, somebody should have reported him.
Well, I'm sure it was efficient for him.
Oh, and no wonder you have such terrible dental phobias. Any dentist out there listening?
Yeah,
that could console JP and make sure you put him out of his misery.
Out. Right. Wake me up in 2 weeks.
So that you don't even know you got a pair of pliers down your throat or a tooth hanging from
your
lung.
Drop what you want down my throat, right.
His parents were getting a great discount on their dental care, so can't blame him for that.
Well, I wonder what the heck's going to happen to Rodriguez. I mean, this is his second offense in that. He's probably running. He's probably gone already.
Can't be that serious.
All right, so critics on Friday called the Truckee River Flood Project stalled and divided governing board. They're saying they're paralyzed. I mean, I'm just not surprised at this. I don't know what's going on in politics. Their efforts avoiding disastrous floods in Truckee Meadows, it's a big responsibility. We're all wondering why nothing has happened. I mean, it's been another 10 years almost. We're going to have another flood. Tuesday, the Washoe County Commission is set to consider a proposal that could alter rules requiring a unanimous vote for any action by the Truckee River Flood Management Authority because they can't come up with a unanimous vote.
So what are they trying to agree on?
It's getting more and more of what they're going to do about the flood situation. There's been a lot of things on the table. Well, we've had two floods in the last 15 years that have destroyed a lot of property.
No danger right now, is it?
Yes.
There's hardly any snowpack.
But it could all flood down here. You just don't know because when things don't go as predicted and we don't get the water we need, things dry out. And then the water we have floods. You don't know what can happen. Anyway.
Gotcha.
They have been in discussion and on this board forever, ever, ever, trying to come up with it, and they cannot agree on anything. It's getting more and more clear that things are not getting done. Things are not moving forward. And everybody on the board agreed to this.
Hmm. Hey, sounds like typical.
The Flood Project Working Group. Come on. Get it together. My God. Sounds like Congress now. All right. Candidates have one more week to file for office. We know that right here in our own area. City, county, state. Federal offices in Nevada.
Are you filing for anything?
I'm thinking about it. Those who have filed so far, I'm thinking for dentistry. I'm going to...
I don't think there are any political positions there.
If he can practice dentistry, I can practice politics. Those who have filed so far in the U.S. Senate, Sherry Brooks, Republican, Eddie Warnow-Moore Hamilton, Dean Heller, Nancy Occupy Price. Well, they got nicknames for him now, huh?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Carlo
Nancy Occupy Price?
Nakusa Poliak. Yeah. Nancy Occupy Price.
So she...
They filed. U.S. Congress, movement, District 2, Russell Best, independent American. District 4, Diana Anderson, Barbara Sagovichkovsky.
You're good with
She's
the
from
names.
Czech. Dan Schwartz, Danny Tarkanian, of course, and Kenneth Wegner. State Senate, District 15, Greg Brower and Sheila Leslie. All right, that's all tied up. State Assembly, District 24, David Bobzian. District 26, Randy Kerner. District 27, Yvonne Larkin and Teresa Benitez Thompson. District 30, Lauren Scott. We were talking about her, now a Republican.
We met her.
And we met her. Michael Sprinkle is for the Democrats. District
Sprinkle?
31, Sprinkle.
That's his name.
Michael Sprinkle. District 31, Richard Skip Daly. Richard Skip Daly. David Espinoza. District 32, Ira Hansen. I think I'd vote for him. District 40, Pete Livermore. Board of Regents, District 10, Rick Trachok. Washoe County Commissioner, Marsha Burke Bigler. And Andrew Diss. I know these, you can tell. District 4, Jesse Gutierrez. Von Hartung. Reno City Council. Wendy Alderman. Jenny Breckus, Bernie Carter, Paul Gordon, Troy Harsh, Carolyn, well, they know they got to do this because everybody's running out of time on the council. Carola Nan Roche, Allison Wong. Ward 3, Oscar Delgado, Nick Phillips, Dennis Romero, Michael Trudell. Hey, I'm friends with him on Facebook. We're going to get him in here. Ward 5,
so he
Neoma
has no
Jordan.
Standards.
No standards at all. He'll take on any friend. Naoma Jardin. And Kitty Jung for Ward 5, and at large, Edward Hawkins, Scott Kelly, and David Ward. Haven't yet. Spark City offices, I don't know. Nothing. Zip. So, there we go.
We should get Kitty Jung together with Mr. Sprinkle. She
What's
could
your
be Kitty Sprinkle.
What's your moment of common sense today on?
It's kind of about the abortion issue in Doonesbury.
Oh, you just can't quit, can you?
Yeah.
All right, stick around. JP's moment of common sense coming up next.
Sanity, the buzz.
One Nevada Credit Union.
Nevada Federal is now One Nevada Credit Union. And to celebrate, we're offering our new mobile banking apps for free. Now you can securely manage all your accounts on the go, anywhere, anytime, with your iPad, iPhone, or Android device. Learn more online at onenevada.org today or call 827-3880. One Nevada Credit Union. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
One Nevada Credit Union. Your dreams realized.
If you've been denied a checking account at the bank, you can get another chance with New Start Checking. You'll get all our free services like free mobile banking apps and even free bill pay. Apply now. Call 827-3880 or visit us online at newstartchecking.com for details. One Nevada Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Next week, the comic strip Doonesbury is tackling the issue of abortion, and newspapers are struggling with a decision about whether to carry the strip or give Doonesbury the week off. It's not the left-wing slant on the issue from cartoonist Gary Trudeau that bothers them. It's the language he uses. Here we go again. Every time we try to discuss something important in this country, the debate gets tangled up in language and ad hominem attacks. Nothing serious can be discussed because everybody is shrieking about how offended they are. 2 weeks ago, when Rush Limbaugh used the word slut while poking fun at a feminist, did he have a point about the underlying issue or not? Nobody cares. The man apologized for his rude words, but instead of talking about whether President Obama and the federal government should be forcing people with religious objections to pay for birth control, We're talking about what a pig Rush Limbaugh is. The subject of next week's Doonesbury is a new law in Texas requiring that women have ultrasounds so they can see the baby and hear the heartbeat before an abortion. Pro-lifers say this will give women a better sense of what they are about to do. Pro-abortionists respond by saying that first trimester ultrasounds require vaginal insertion of the ultrasound device, and nobody should be forcing a woman to have something shoved into her vagina. Clearly, there's no way to discuss this without using language that is graphic. It's a graphic subject. On this issue, as in most issues, Gary Trudeau's political position is far to the left. On this issue, as in most issues, my position is far to the right. Yet here I am, in language as plain as I can make it, encouraging newspapers to print these comic strips. For crying out loud, let's give every side every possible chance to make their case and listen to each other. There's no need to smear Mr. Trudeau's history and paint him as some kind of devil or pretend he doesn't have anything worthwhile to say. He's very good at what he does. There's a long tradition of cartoons being used to make valuable points, and important issues have been decided in people's minds by timely political cartoons. Look at Uncle Sam, for instance. He first appeared in cartoons during the War of 1812, and he's still recruiting people into the military two centuries later. Two centuries later. As for the Texas law, I don't know whether it necessitates vaginal insertion. I'm fairly intelligent, believe it or not, and I've tried to research the matter, something I'm pretty good at, but both sides are so busy hurling insults at each other, I can't find trustworthy information. The law itself does not require vaginal insertion of any kind, but Planned Parenthood insists that's the only way. On the other hand, some doctors say they won't be using vaginal insertion. They'll give women the best picture possible from outside and call it a day. Who really knows? How about we discuss it intelligently and calmly and figure this out? There may not be a more important issue in the world than the growing disdain for life and the growing use of abortion and infanticide. 55 million abortions have been performed in the United States since the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision in 1973. If you add the babies that never had a chance to be born to the babies those babies would have had themselves, there's at least 100 million Americans missing in action. One quarter of us. If you want a graphic image of that level of genocide in your mind, imagine any four famous Americans, now erase one of them. We don't know how many Steve Jobs or Michael Jordans or Tyler Perrys or Albert Einsteins were in that 100 million, and it's frightening to wonder about the glorious contributions we missed. Forget about theories you've heard about the fall of great civilizations. There's a growing body of scholarship that points to a lack of respect for life being the primary cause. Aristotle pointed out that when Sparta lost its final battle to Thebes, there were only 1,000 Spartan citizens left in Sparta, where there used to be tens of thousands. Censuses from Greek cities 2,000 years ago show fewer and fewer children and higher proportions of those children being male, a sign that parents were killing female babies. Centuries later, when Rome sent a huge fleet of warships to attack Carthage, commentators at the time remarked that Rome had insufficient citizens to man the warships, and that large sections of the Italian peninsula were empty and fallow from lack of people. Civilizations don't die so much from failure of their ideas, but from failure to value and produce children. After 55 million abortions, I think that's worth discussing, even by Doonesbury. That's today's dose of common sense.
Well, I personally love vaginal insertion, but not with plastics or metals or by requirement or force. I do not appreciate it. Muslims and Catholics are populating the world over and over and over again because they don't believe in contraception or abortions. And I'll just leave that at that.
Except it's not true.
It is true. It is true.
I'm reading the book.
So Doomsday. I mean, what's up with that? Now they're going to take him out for a week and then what?
Doonesbury, yeah.
I mean, Doonesbury.
The Doomsday. Whole week, I guess, is
dead. I'm thinking of Harold Camping now.
I made a point.
Go ahead. Yeah, you did. What?
They're going to have his whole strip for the week is about the abortion issue, and he's very graphic in the language he uses. And of course, you can't see the strip ahead of time. I saw one panel of one strip, and it was kind of funny. It did make a point. Like you said.
You said it was kind of funny.
It was kind of funny.
It was kind
of funny.
Doonesbury
is kind of funny. And
it is.
And
yeah.
Even though I'm a conservative, I can't help but laugh. I have no problem.
You have
problem.
To take it for what it is,
yeah.
Right?
Why should he be able to express himself? And why would you censor him out of your newspaper just because you don't agree with his viewpoint?
Well, I mean, that's happening more and more. It's kind of like, well, you know, Rush Limbaugh. Now they want to get him off the air. By God, they're telling the FCC, jerk him off.
I know.
And we'll talk about that when we come back. That and much, much more. Also, Phil Kirpin is going to join me on the phone. We're going to talk to him about the Obama health care and the problems with it. Some of them, anyway. And also, still to come, Matt Bayen, who's going to tell us how you can eat fat and be healthy. I like the sound of that. Thank you very much for joining us today on Broadview. We have another hour to go, so I hope you'll stay with us after your local news. You are listening to KBZZ Sparks Reno.
CBS News. I'm Sam Lutzinger. GOP presidential contender Mitt Romney didn't campaign in Kansas. That helped clear a path for rival Rick Santorum, who's easily won the state's caucuses. CBS News political consultant Dottie Lynch.
This is a big win for Santorum and indicates, I think, more and more that those conservatives are starting to coalesce around him.
Romney is showing strength in today's other contest in Wyoming. Newt Gingrich is focusing his efforts on Tuesday's contest in Alabama and Mississippi.
But I'm really glad to have the support we're getting, and it looks very good for Tuesday. And we need to work every single day, and we're going to be crisscrossing the state to try to maximize our turnout.
Some of his fellow Republicans are suggesting Gingrich quit because he only won his home state of Georgia on Super Tuesday. Kofi Annan's peace mission to Syria is running into a dead end as Syrian troops launch a new assault on the opposition, but he says he will keep trying.
The first thing we need to do is to do everything we can to stop the violence and the killing, to facilitate humanitarian access and ensure that the needy are looked after.
Dozens of tanks have been shelling the town of Idlib. It's been one of the centers of the uprising against President Assad's rule. He's told Annan he won't agree to peace talks, while what he calls armed terrorist groups are trying to destabilize Syria. Senior Afghan officials say five Taliban fighters held by the U.S. in the military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, have agreed to a proposed transfer to the Gulf state of Qatar. It's meant as an incentive for the Taliban to take part in peace talks. The officials say the deal hasn't been approved by the U.S. Several members of Congress oppose the prisoners' release. Another day of punches and counterpunches between Israelis and Palestinians. Here's CBS News correspondent Robert Berger.
Ambulances raced through Gaza as Israeli aircraft targeted Palestinian militants who fired more than 90 rockets across the border. Israeli army video showed direct hits on several rocket squads. Violence erupted yesterday when Israel assassinated the leader of a militant group who was allegedly planning a major cross-border attack. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Officials in Olympia, Washington have arrested Stephen Kravitz, the 34-year-old man suspected of stabbing a judge and shooting a sheriff's deputy in a courthouse yesterday. They survived. He fled. Investigators say it appears he called his mother for a ride out of the area after the attack. No word yet on a motive. There's something lacking in paradise. Nice weather. Hawaii is being hit by huge thunderstorms, some of which have dropped big chunks of hail. This tourist from Massachusetts has had just about enough.
We thought it would be nice and sunny, we'd get a nice tan, and it's been rainy every day. The weather's whole back home is nicer right now.
The storms in Hawaii have caused mudslides and power outages, and as you heard, put a real damper on tourist plans for the islands. This is CBS News.